Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says pressure must be applied to Russia to engage in peace negotiations in good faith. The Kremlin has so far resisted a proposal for an unconditional 30-day ceasefire that is supported by Ukraine and the US. Russia says it would only agree to the ceasefire proposal if Ukraine agrees to abandon its aim of joining NATO and gives up some of its territory to Russia. More than two dozen world leaders have attended an online meeting overnight, hosted by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, on progressing plans to support Ukraine with a peacekeeping force in the event a peace deal is agreed to. Mr. Albanese says Australia remains open to potentially contributing to such a peacekeeping force, but the focus right now must be on securing a peace deal first.
It is premature to talk about that detail. But Australia has a proud record over 80 years of participating in peacekeeping missions, including in Africa, in Cyprus, in a range of countries around the world. It would be a small contribution if we chose to do so. But what we want to see is peace so that you can have peacekeeping.